Hello, everybody. Welcome yet again to another episode of Cousins for Christ, where we're three cousins who like to talk about Christ. We're going to be talking today another Christianity 101. We had a listener ask us the question, do I have to be a preacher to spread the gospel? Well, Jeremy, I think that I'm joined by my cousin Jeremy. Our cousin Chris can't be with us today. But Jeremy, what do you say when someone asks you, do I have to be a preacher to spread the gospel?
Well, if you're a follower of Christ, I say you already are a priest.
Or should be. And let me read a verse, old passage, Jeremy, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We're going to be reading from 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to start in verse 4, and we're going to go through verse 10. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe. For those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. And take note here in verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So, as Jeremy, you said, we are a member of the royal priesthood.
Yes.
And if we are a member of the priesthood, it stands to reason we're teachers.
Yes.
So we are preachers. Now, the question was, do I have to be a preacher? Well, I think what they were referring to, do we have to be a traditional pulpit minister?
You got to get up in front of a congregation to be a preacher? No, you can be a preacher to anybody on the street.
And there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of ways, Jeremy, I think that we can accomplish this. Let's talk about, Jeremy, quickly, some ways we can teach others. How we can spread the word of God and be his ministers and part of his priesthood. Well, this may be a little outdated, but you could still go house to house. We have examples in the book of Acts, where they went from one home to another, spreading the word of God.
Yeah, you ain't got to do that now. You can make a phone call now, even.
Yeah, we can reach out to people. Hey, I didn't think of that. But yeah, you can call people. I've listed here another way is one-on-one. I mean, do you ever find yourself where you have opportunities, whether it be a friend or maybe even a coworker or even a stranger, where you may have an opportunity to talk to them about Jesus?
Yeah, every time, every conversation you have with somebody, you have a chance to bring it up. Whether they accept that conversation is on them, but as long as you try, and you should want to try.
I think there's a lot of opportunities out there that we let slip through our grasp.
A lot of them.
Where we could be talking to people one-on-one. Another way we can teach and be a member of the priesthood. I think it's really the way we live, Jeremy, our examples. My question is, as you go about your day-to-day life, do people see Christ in you?
If they don't, I would be scared.
If you were to go up to someone who does not know you and you spend a day with them, would they walk away thinking, wow, I think that's a godly man?
Yeah.
Does he walk with God?
That's a good point. Like when I interact with someone, I tend to want to leave them better feeling than when before I got there.
That's reasonable.
If you leave someone talking to them and they're feeling worse about it, that's on you, you know. So, yeah, I try to do the best I can.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, you've heard the old saying, sometimes we're the only book the world's ever, we're the only Bible the world will ever read.
Yeah.
And I think there's some truth to that. Again, yeah, I think the way we live can certainly be an example and be a way that we can teach and show other people about Christ. I've listed social media. You can argue that what we're doing here with Cousins for Christ and this podcast
is definitely trying to reach people.
Yeah, we're certainly trying to, and I think from the numbers, we're definitely we're reaching some people.
Yeah, we are. And we appreciate every one of you. We love every one of you.
That's the way that we're currently, one of the primary ways, I would say, that we're trying to spread the word of God. We're trying to take advantage of the technology that we have today and do that. So
I see people all the time on Facebook making posts, making conversation about it. That's a great way, too. If you're very uncomfortable with talking to people, that's a good way to start. I'm not saying the only way, but I'm saying a good way to start.
Certainly. I mean, when you think about some of these social mediums, how many people that you have the potential to reach, that can be a tool if it's used correctly.
Yeah.
I've listed here another way we can help spread the word of God is by being servants, by helping other people.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of serving others, which is what we're called to do, indeed, that's what Jesus Christ came to this earth to do. He was a servant.
He was.
Through our acts of helping other people, not only through the example of doing that, but we can use that as an opportunity to not only serve them, but to also be a member of the priesthood and talk to them about Jesus Christ.
A good example.
So just to, for the quick answer, the 10 minutes or less, no, you don't have to be necessarily a pulpit preacher to be a member of the priesthood, the royal priesthood, as referenced in 1 Peter 2:9. There's a lot of ways that we can get out there and we can spread the word of God. And I think it's important. If we go back and read Mark 16:16, go out into all the world and spread the gospel.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing, but I know he says all the world.
Yes, to every nation.
So that's our job. And I want to read something real quick here. It's our duty. And we think about when we have knowledge of this, we have the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to spread that to others, and we're going to be held accountable if we don't. If you'll turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 33, we'll read 7 through 9. Now I'm reading from the ESV. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. And I think what he's telling us here in this is that, you know, if we talk to people about Jesus and we're trying to spread the gospel, that's up to them at that point to accept that or to reject it. If they reject it and they perish, their blood is not on our hands.
No.
But if we're, as Christians, a member of the priesthood, if we don't go out into all the world and tell people and warn them what will happen if they don't obey Jesus Christ, that's on us.
Do you really want to be there on Judgment Day when the Lord looks down at you and says, Jeremy, you had Jeff right there, and you was around Jeff all the time. You never once professed or mentioned my name to him.
There's a hymn, right? You never mentioned his name or something to that effect.
That's scary.
That's exactly what it's talking about. So it is a member of the priesthood, Jeremy. Yes, we must be teachers. You don't have to be a pulpit minister to do that. There are many, many ways that you can reach out and teach the word of God.
And
so
also, you got to take this treat it with importance, because there's a downfall to this.
Maybe the most important thing we can do.
If you look at James 3:1 real quick, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. So take that into when you are teaching and
preaching. It's very serious.
It's a very serious matter, and you should go into it wholeheartedly with your mind.
It's a great responsibility that we have on us.
Yeah.
Good talk, guys. Let me wrap it up in a word of prayer.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to come together today to talk about your word, to hopefully spread your good news to other people. We thank you for your blessings, Lord. We thank you for so much for Jesus, who came to this earth and lived and died, was resurrected. We know that through him and through the shedding of his blood, we have the hope of eternal life with you. Lord, please be with all our listeners. Be with all those who need you, Lord. Continue to hold your hand over and guide us, and when this life is over, we pray, Lord, we may have an eternal home with you. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.